Welcome to In The Groove with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Count Basie and the orchestra getting things started for us in this episode of In the Groove. And that's a TV theme that only could have come out of America, which Basie had provided for the series M Squad. Well, welcome along. I hope all's well with you. Scott Hamilton is one of those names which just seems like it's been around forever. Having started off recording when he was still a young man with the likes of Benny Goodman and Rosemary Clooney, he has made dozens and dozens of solo albums, keeping the flag flying for mainstream swinging jazz in the process. Scott Hamilton, and you'll find that on a brilliant album called From the Beginning. And if you like the idea of liking jazz but perhaps aren't sure where to start, that's definitely one to get hold of. West Side Story had only been out for a year before Oscar Peterson attacked the score, producing one of his most loved albums. His arrangements of the show tune sound just as cutting-edge and current as they did in 1962. I can't tell you how many nights I was lucky enough as a kid to have been taken to see him perform. It's always puzzled me why Oscar's recordings aren't as stable on the so-called jazz stations that claim to exist. Oscar Peterson with the great Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And although regarded by many as his classic trio lineup, I pretty much love all of Oscar's recordings. I remember when I was about 23 or 24, playing with Van Morrison at the Montreux Jazz Festival, a message came through that I was to contact Oscar at his hotel. Nervously, I called the number and was put through to his room. He just wanted to check up on me and make sure I was doing okay. Such a gentleman. Now, there aren't too many similar stories about this next jazz genius that we're going to celebrate, although when Ronnie Scott was asked how he'd got his slipped disc, he replied, without smiling, "I damaged myself bending over backwards to meet all of Stan Getz's demands." Woody Herman's theme tune, which he used to feature his saxophone section Four Brothers, and that particular version features the extraordinary playing of Stan Getz, the man largely responsible for Ronnie Scott's slip disc here on In the Groove. I mentioned earlier that Scott Hamilton is flying the flag for mainstream swing these days, and another exponent of the art is trumpeter Leroy Jones, one of the most accomplished trumpet players to have emerged from the New Orleans scene over recent years. Leroy received much good publicity after Harry Connick began featuring him in his big band recordings. He's also recorded some albums celebrating Louis Armstrong, where he sings as well. But here's a lovely example of his trumpet playing on one of the great ballads of the 1950s. Thank you. gorgeous trumpeter Leroy Jones almost concluding matters for us on In the Groove. We'll finish this episode with one of the masters. I met him once when I was about 15. He'd come over to London to hear Bob Wilber pay tribute to him. He was allegedly Benny Goodman's great rival. The truth was, of course, he hugely respected Goodman's playing but hated the music business and retired from the game while still a huge star, aged just 43. Here he is with one of his typically perfectly precise recordings, featuring the trademark, highly disciplined ensemble playing combined with his joyous clarinet soloing. To finish off today then, here's Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw concluding this episode of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check the website out for details of everything that we've got for you, and you can enjoy this show via the Listen Again page whenever you want. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.